Yeah, in fairness to the European Parliament, they're far more engaged and knowledgeable about what's happening in Northern Ireland and Ireland generally than you would ever have expected. And I think they're also very well aware that actually the protocol is working. This is the gas thing about what the British are doing. The protocol is actually working for Northern Ireland. The majority of MLAs are in favour of the protocol. So here you have a democratic government appeasing a minority, which goes against democracy. You have to accept majority. And the European Parliament and everyone else is aware of that. So that is why they will engage and will compromise as far as possible. But there will be a red line and they say, lads, it's time to stop the fooling now. We're not going any further. And that is where the danger is. But it is also probably where you need to have a type of a gun to the head of Johnson and saying, no, listen, mate, grow up a small bit. Be somewhere serious and consistent. These are the consequences. It's not going to change anymore. No, you take it or leave it.
It seems in the European corridors and in Dublin, the protocol is being looked at from an economic point of analysis and from an economic perspective within the DUP and to a certain extent within Boris Johnson's own administration. It's being looked at as much as a political entity as an economic entity. And that's where one of the problems is. In many ways, when you're talking about the protocol and Boris Johnson and Liz Truss are talking about the protocol, you're almost talking about two different things.
Perhaps, but the bottom line is Boris Johnson negotiated the protocol. They had other options. They had the backstop. They had staying in the single market and staying in the customs union. They rejected those. He said it was the best deal ever. He won an election on it. And he just can't go change it now because politically it doesn't suit him. There's never 100% right and wrong or benefits or disadvantages. But by and large, the majority of people are in favour of the protocol in Northern Ireland. In actual fact, today I'm meeting members of the Ulster Farming Union who are coming over. And I'll see what they have to say. I think all of those are aware that the protocol offers them a huge opportunity to grow their businesses. And more importantly, I know of companies who are waiting to invest in Northern Ireland, but are not going to do so while this uncertainty prevails. I think right is on the side of those who want to abide by international law, and hopefully right will win out in the end.